Hello, Best Fantastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Oh, hi, Terry. Debbie Milford, how are you?
Hey, good, thanks. How are you going?
All right. I just want to clarify, with next week's with the cost, so I can see, obviously, I have the Bupa excess again, and I've got...
Oh, this is your quote. Let me go in and have
because it was, there was two different things. So on the first thing I got, there was no cost for David.
That's right. Yeah, there's no out-of-pocket at all. So he'll just...
But then on that thing I sent you, there was like a $1,000-something dollar random amount on that, one of those forms I sent you back.
What form did you send me?
So there was the the consent forms I sent back.
That you signed. Yeah, I didn't really read the second part. I just sort of looked at the front page. And so if I'm looking at it now, so, yeah, so David's fee, yeah, that $1,000 is what your insurance will pay David. So we just bill them directly. Is that what you're asking about?
Yeah, because on the first letter I got, it said $2,000 but covered by, so it was just the amount of change on another letter that I got.
Oh.
But that's all right.
Was that
why I was just querying.
Was that an old quote or something?
That was just the initial letter that came out to say, you know, if I wanted to go ahead, and then obviously that was what the quote, those were on it. And then when I rung you and said, yeah, I'm going to do it, like then you sent me out, like, you know, those
proper quotes.
Yeah, and then the
Okay.
thing changed, so that's
was. No. So the quote I sent you that you signed, so basically there's no out-of-pocket at all for David. The anaesthetist will be about $1,000 you have to pay up front, but you should get, it's really hard to tell with them, maybe $400 back.
Last time they actually just charged me the difference.
Well, they might.
Yeah,
it's John Berg, and you've had him before. So when they ring, just ask them, and he's very nice. Like some of them are greedy and awful, but he's good. And then, for the hospital, it's just your excess on admission.
No worry. And that's going to be more than likely, it'll be a morning again, won't it?
It's definitely in the morning, and you're first on the list because you're sort of, the other people on it are having sort of smaller procedures, so you're sort of, you know, we'll put you first. And so you're probably best to come and stay in Melbourne, given they'll probably want you there at some ridiculous hour of the morning. Yeah.
I'm going to come the night before. What time,
perfect.
If I'm first on the list, time would that be right?
Well, the hospital rings you and lets you know, but it's going to be between 6:30 and 7. All right.
Oh,
it'll be early.
Really?
I know. It's disgusting. So they start at 8. Surgery starts at 8. So
last time I wasn't first, and I sat around for a couple of hours waiting to go in anyway.
It's always the way. I don't know why hospitals are like that, but they always get everyone in way earlier than they need to. But
yeah, if I'm first on the list, it'll
you're not
be
waiting
well,
for someone else, yeah.
And they're only going to put me back to sleep again anyway.
Yeah, well, what they do is they usually get the first two patients in, like, at the same time in case someone doesn't, you know, there's a problem with someone getting there, and then they can at least go ahead with the second. They just swap them around and put the second one first and the first second. That's sort of the way they do it.
Happier having me there first, because when I had it done there a few months ago, they were ready to go home. The nurse stayed back with me because they had the patient. It was late at night, and then that's why they were going to transfer me to Monash, because obviously they were only a day, and they were waiting to see if I was going to come around or not. So,
you're first. You've got all day to wake up, Dip. All day.
Yeah.
Okay.
No worries. Yeah, and it has actually got worse. So, I'm getting some bleeding up the back of it too. So I don't know what that's about.
No, I don't know either. Well,
yeah. So I'm definitely be getting it done because I can see the lumps. Like you can, like I had a photo the other day with the kids, I could actually see the lump on the top of the nose in the photo now.
That's bizarre. It must just be the way you heal. Yeah,
the lump was on the side and you couldn't see that, but now that for whatever reason it's moved on to the top, but it's actually even noticeable in a photograph now.
Yeah.
Oh, that
so
definitely needs to be done. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's well,
right.
Well, I know I'm first on, so that's okay. Yeah, I'll get a couple of knives before anyway.
Good. All right. Perfect. And I've got everything
that.
I need from you. That's all right. Well, all the best for that. And
thanks.
All right.
<We'll see you.
laughs> Okay. Take care, Deb.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.